Now turn to part four. You'll hear an interview with Alex Miller, who teaches people how to fly helicopters. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Today, in our series on people's jobs, we're looking at a week in the life of Alex Miller, who's a helicopter flying instructor. Alex, can you take us through a typical working week?
Well, Sue, I'll start with Saturday because weekends are the busiest time for me. That's when most people want to take flying lessons. Unfortunately, weekdays are not so attractive because most of my clients work and they're just too tired at the end of a working day to do anything else. You need your wits about you when you're flying. We try to get people on weekdays by offering a 40% discount, but there's very little demand.
I see.
So, last Saturday, for example, I had two trial lessons in the morning. These always begin with a briefing about helicopter controls. Students always feel more secure once they understand these. I do this on the ground because I don't want to waste time with the engine running as fuel is so expensive. Then the student has half an hour in the air to get a feel for flying.
Isn't that a bit dangerous on a first lesson?
Not really, although it does rather depend on the student. Some people have a natural aptitude and temperament for flying and others are just too nervous. The only way you can find out if someone has this natural ability to fly is to go up in the air. Sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking, but the helicopters do have dual control, so I can take control if there's a major problem. What I don't like is when students are arrogant on their first time out and think they know it all and refuse to listen to my instructions. Then it can become dangerous.
It sounds quite scary. So, does it take a long time to learn?
When they first inquire, a lot of people are surprised by the number of lessons needed, but once they're at the controls of a helicopter, they realize it's not as easy as it looks. Helicopters are all different and can be extremely unstable machines, and students are all over the place at first. It's quite a stressful way to spend your time.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a bit like learning to drive a car. Some people pick it up really easily and others take ages. No two clients are alike, actually.
Right. And is there a lot of administration involved in your job?
Masses. After each student has left, the law states that I have to keep a record of every flight, where we've flown and for how long, what the weather was like, any problems, and so on. These records must be accurate in case of any accidents or problems. And finally, because I'm self-employed, I have to keep my accounts up to date.
So, if weekends are the busiest, what goes on during the week?
Well, when you work for yourself, you can worry if there are no bookings, but I look at it this way. The busy and quiet times usually balance each other out, so I tend to enjoy the time off and have a round of golf or whatever, and then I don't mind working long hours when I'm busy. Although last Monday, when there were no bookings, I thought I'd better do my accounts, as I'd been putting off doing that job for a long time.
And the rest of the week?
Well, on Tuesday, my early morning student had to cancel. He runs a trucking business, and unfortunately some of his drivers hadn't turned up for work that morning, so he couldn't leave. There'd been heavy storms during the night, blocking many roads and damaging several of his vehicles. However, by 1:30 he was free, and luckily I could fit him in.
I should imagine it's quite expensive to learn to fly.
It is. Each lesson costs £230, but that means that the student is highly motivated and they work very hard, which is satisfying for me.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Alex.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Today, in our series on people's jobs, we're looking at a week in the life of Alex Miller, who's a helicopter flying instructor. Alex, can you take us through a typical working week?
Well, Sue, I'll start with Saturday because weekends are the busiest time for me. That's when most people want to take flying lessons. Unfortunately, weekdays are not so attractive because most of my clients work and they're just too tired at the end of a working day to do anything else. You need your wits about you when you're flying. We try to get people on weekdays by offering a 40% discount, but there's very little demand.
I see.
So, last Saturday, for example, I had two trial lessons in the morning. These always begin with a briefing about helicopter controls. Students always feel more secure once they understand these. Mm-hmm. I do this on the ground because I don't want to waste time with the engine running as fuel is so expensive. Then the student has half an hour in the air to get a feel for flying.
Isn't that a bit dangerous on a first lesson?
Not really, although it does rather depend on the student. Some people have a natural aptitude and temperament for flying and others are just too nervous. The only way you can find out if someone has this natural ability to fly is to go up in the air. Sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking, but the helicopters do have dual control, so I can take control if there's a major problem. What I don't like is when students are arrogant on their first time out and think they know it all and refuse to listen to my instructions. Then it can become dangerous.
It sounds quite scary. So, does it take a long time to learn?
When they first inquire, a lot of people are surprised by the number of lessons needed, but once they're at the controls of a helicopter, they realise it's not as easy as it looks. Helicopters are all different and can be extremely unstable machines, and students are all over the place at first. It's quite a stressful way to spend your time.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a bit like learning to drive a car. Some people pick it up really easily and others take ages. No two clients are alike, actually.
Right. And is there a lot of administration involved in your job?
Masses. After each student has left, the law states that I have to keep a record of every flight, where we've flown and for how long, what the weather was like, any problems and so on. These records must be accurate in case of any accidents or problems. And finally, because I'm self-employed, I have to keep my accounts up to date.
So, if weekends are the busiest, what goes on during the week?
Well, when you work for yourself, you can worry if there are no bookings, but I look at it this way. The busy and quiet times usually balance each other out, so I tend to enjoy the time off and have a round of golf or whatever, and then I don't mind working long hours when I'm busy. Although last Monday, when there were no bookings, I thought I'd better do my accounts, as I'd been putting off doing that job for a long time.
And the rest of the week?
Well, on Tuesday, my early morning student had to cancel. He runs a trucking business, and unfortunately some of his drivers hadn't turned up for work that morning, so he couldn't leave. There'd been heavy storms during the night, blocking many roads and damaging several of his vehicles. However, by 1:30 he was free, and luckily I could fit him in.
I should imagine it's quite expensive to learn to fly.
It is. Each lesson costs £230, but that means that the student is highly motivated and they work very hard, which is satisfying for me.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Alex.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.